Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The UK High Protein GLP-1 Diet Cookbook and Complete Guide by Emmanuel Salami, is a practical health and nutrition cookbook aimed at people using GLP-1 medications for weight loss, blood sugar control, or type 2 diabetes support, as well as those preparing to stop these drugs without regaining weight. Based on the Amazon listing, the book positions GLP-1 therapy as powerfully appetite-suppressing, but potentially challenging without a clear eating strategy. Its core purpose is to help readers align everyday food choices with the realities of reduced appetite, lower meal volume, and common hurdles like fatigue, stalled progress, and concerns about muscle loss during rapid weight reduction. The proposed solution is a high-protein approach supported by recipes and structured meal planning, designed to protect lean mass and make adherence easier while managing side effects. As a UK-oriented guide, it is framed to be straightforward and usable rather than theoretical, combining a cookbook format with a broader GLP-1 journey roadmap. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, eating to match GLP-1 appetite changes. A central theme is that GLP-1 medications can make it difficult to eat in a normal pattern because hunger cues and portion tolerance may change quickly. The book frames this as both an advantage and a risk. Appetite reduction can support weight loss, but it can also lead to under-eating, inconsistent intake, and nutrition gaps if meals are skipped or built around low-protein convenience foods. By treating GLP-1 as a context rather than a cure, the guide encourages readers to plan meals that fit smaller appetites while still delivering meaningful nutrition. The practical implication is a shift toward protein-forward meals that provide more nutritional value per bite, making it easier to maintain energy and consistency when meal size shrinks. In cookbook terms, this usually means emphasizing simple, repeatable meal structures and recipes that are satisfying without being overly large or complicated. The book positions structured meal planning as a way to reduce decision fatigue and prevent the common pattern of grazing on low-protein snacks, which can undermine body composition goals. Overall, the topic focuses on translating medication-driven appetite changes into a workable day-to-day eating strategy. Secondly, high protein intake to protect muscle during weight loss. The book highlights muscle protection as a key priority for GLP-1 users, especially when weight loss happens rapidly. The concern presented in the listing is not only the number on the scale, but what that loss is made of. When overall food intake drops, protein can become the first macronutrient people unintentionally shortchange, increasing the risk of losing lean mass along with fat. A high-protein framework is presented as the practical countermeasure because it helps readers prioritize nutrient density in a smaller calorie budget. Within a cookbook and meal plan format, this translates into recipes designed around protein as the anchor rather than an afterthought, helping readers maintain a consistent pattern across breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. The guide also implicitly supports a performance and function mindset. Protecting muscle can help with strength, daily activity, and long-term maintenance. By putting protein at the center of the GLP-1 eating plan, the book positions nutrition as a supportive tool that complements medication effects rather than competing with them. The result is a more sustainable approach to body composition and a clearer focus on preserving what readers want to keep while losing weight. Thirdly, managing common side effects with food strategy. Another important topic is the promise of reducing or navigating GLP-1 side effects through practical dietary choices. The Amazon description emphasizes that without the right plan, people may experience fatigue and other difficulties that can make adherence harder. The book's approach is framed as no-nonsense, instead of relying on vague wellness advice. It connects side effect management to what and how readers eat while appetite is suppressed. A high-protein approach is positioned as one lever for steadier energy and better day-to-day functioning, particularly when overall intake is lower than usual. The cookbook element matters here because real-world side effect management often comes down to having reliable meal options that feel doable during periods of reduced appetite. By providing recipes and a structured guide, the book aims to make it easier to keep eating consistently, even when motivation or appetite fluctuates. This topic also reinforces the idea that side effects can worsen when nutrition becomes erratic, so planning and simplicity become part of symptom management. In short, the book treats food as a practical tool for comfort, consistency, and maintaining momentum during GLP-1 treatment. Fourthly, meal planning for consistency and adherence. The listing positions meal plans as a core deliverable, reflecting an emphasis on structure rather than improvisation. For GLP-1 users, adherence is often less about willpower and more about building a routine that fits smaller meals, changing cravings, and occasional low-energy days. The book's meal plan approach provides a framework that reduces the daily burden of deciding what to eat, which can be especially helpful when appetite is low but nutrition still matters. A high-protein meal plan also creates a clear target for each eating occasion, making it easier to distribute protein across the day instead of trying to compensate at one meal. This matters because smaller portions can make it harder to hit protein goals without intentional planning. The cookbook component supports the plan by offering ready-to-use recipes, which can help readers avoid defaulting to ultra-processed snacks that are easy to eat but less supportive of muscle protection and satiety. The overall theme is behavioral practicality. A plan makes the diet easier to follow, easier to shop for, and easier to repeat, which aligns with the book's stated focus on maintainable results rather than short bursts of motivation. Lastly, maintaining weight loss and preparing to come off GLP-1. A distinguishing focus in the description is support not only during GLP-1 use, but also for the transition off medication. The book explicitly flags rapid weight regain as a risk once the medication stops, suggesting that successful outcomes depend on habits that persist beyond pharmacological appetite suppression. In this framing, high-protein eating and structured meal planning are not temporary tactics, but a bridge to long-term maintenance. By teaching readers how to eat properly while using GLP-1, the guide also aims to build routines that can remain stable when appetite returns or hunger signals change. This topic reflects a broader journey mindset: medication may initiate progress, but food strategy sustains it. The cookbook format supports that goal by giving readers a repertoire of meals they can continue to use, helping maintenance feel like a continuation rather than a restart. It also suggests a realistic posture toward weight management, where long-term success involves consistent choices and planning rather than relying solely on the drug effect. As presented, the book's value lies in treating the post-GLP-1 phase as a planned transition, not an afterthought. In conclusion, this book is best suited to UK readers who are currently using GLP-1 medications, are considering starting them, or are thinking ahead to stopping and maintaining results. Readers who feel unsure about what to eat with a reduced appetite, or who worry about fatigue, muscle loss, or inconsistent intake, are likely to benefit most from its high-protein framing and its emphasis on practical meal planning. As positioned in the Amazon description, the intellectual benefit is clarity. It reframes GLP-1 success as a combination of medication effects and intentional nutrition, rather than assuming appetite suppression alone will automatically produce healthy outcomes. The practical benefit is usability: recipes and structured meal plans can reduce decision fatigue and provide repeatable options that better fit smaller meal volumes. Compared with more general weight loss cookbooks, it stands out by focusing specifically on the GLP-1 context, but including the transition off medication and the challenges that can appear when the drug is withdrawn. That niche focus makes it a targeted companion for people navigating a real, current category of weight management tools, with an approach designed to support sustainability and muscle protection rather than just short-term scale change. If you would like to support Emmanuel Salami, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.